Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So we want to change the conversation a little bit and talk about what we saw on the field and what they need to do to get to that Eagles level. What's the biggest need in the offseason for the Commanders to take the next step? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the Rude, on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
Well,
I just was looking during the break at the salary.
Yeah.
So right now, top five salaries. I'm not going to go through them all. Top five, Daron Payne is number one at $26.1 million. That's his cap hit next year.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Terry McLaurin at $25.5 million, Jonathan Allen, $22.4 million, Marshawn Lattimore, $18 million, and then Frankie Louvu at $12.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Four of the top five highest paid guys, at least according to this, in terms of cap space, are defense. And while the defense was an issue, what is the biggest offseason need?
Well, if you look,
I kind of want to get that number two receiver. I guess I'm an all offense guy.
No, well,
I want to help Jaden.
If you look at the what the Eagles have, all right, they've got a home run hitter, Hall of Fame running back.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Washington does not. Mm-hmm. They've got maybe the best offensive line in football. Washington does not. They've got two really good defensive tackles. All right, really good, including one who might be the best in the league. Washington does not. They've got a shutdown corner who's young. Actually, got two.
Mm-hmm.
Two shutdown corners. It's not like they just overhauled it in 1 year.
Right.
They've been building this for the last few years. Now, they made some huge additions this past year because they brought in different coaches and Saquon.
Right.
But I think it starts with the interior, man, both on the offensive line and the defensive line.
To dovetail
and yes,
off
they
JP.
They do need more outside help and receivers. But they didn't have really a problem scoring points. I think they need to be able to control the ball even more and make stops.
I think they need to be younger and more explosive all over the place on offense. I agree. They need a number two wideout. They need some youth in the tight end room. I think they need to completely revamp the running back room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, they don't have a Saquon Barkley type or a Jahmyr Gibbs type. That's what Adam Peters needs to find. He needs to find like the young version of Austin Eckler in his prime. He needs to add that element to this offense to help out
Jaden.
They
do need that. But we scored 30 points a game. We need Jalen Carter. We need a Jalen Carter. That changes everything.
So do you give up on Payne or Allen and these huge cap hits that they have?
I don't care. We have to figure it out. They need their version of Jalen Carter. They got to go find one. You know, Johnny Newton is a step in the right direction, but he's a third of the player Jalen Carter is, maybe a quarter. They need to find the best. That's their number one need. They scored 30 points a game with talent that most people disrespect outside of Terry and Jaden.
By salary, Payne and Allen should be delivering more.
I like them, whatever. They're not good enough to get to that next level.
Well, that's where Peters goes to them and says,
that's the number one need.
You're going to rework your deals or you're not going to be here.
That's the number one need. And then I would say number two would be still a high-end corner. that's not going to get a penalty every time it's thrown their way. Because we got a lot of those guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't give up on Lattimore because we just don't know how limited he was because of the hamstring.
All I know is he's a grabby guy.
He's on, grabs, I think he's always going to be physical.
He grabs you the whole way down.
He's big time under the microscope.
Yeah, he is.
The next season.
He is.
You know, I just need somebody
who's
better.
But I don't think they're going to give up Lattimore.
I don't think so either.
They probably won't, but they need someone better. They just do.
Well, Drab mentioned this yesterday at Honor Brewing, and it was an awesome time at Honor Brewing. Great place to watch the game. It could be a Josh Norman-like acquisition. Like, they picked up Josh Norman, and it just was a bust.
Didn't work.
Yeah, I think it's too early to say it's a bust.
Maybe, he's a zone corner.
I know that they scored a bunch of points. I know they scored a lot of points, and that's great. It's great to score 29 points per game. But I can't do another year of the number two wideout is either Noah Brown, De'Ami Brown, or Olamide Zaccheaus.
Yeah.
They're going to have to elevate that spot because Terry, he's doing an amazing job. He can't do it all on his own.
True.
And you look at the really good teams in the league outside of the weird Chiefs. They do it with old Travis Kelce. It's weird.
Turns out Xavier Worthy's pretty good.
He's coming on, but they do it with multiple weapons on offense. They don't just have a guy and then a bunch of cast-offs. They've layered talent around their quarterbacks like they've done in Detroit, like they've done in Philadelphia. It's not just Terry McLaurin and a cast-off from off the street.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, they need more.
You need some more explosive pieces, especially the tight end room. Like,
but
I know
Sinnott
was drafted high. Like, he needs to show something in year two.
Yeah,
it can't just be like a silent year from Ben Sinnott in year two. He's got to take a step there.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with Ertz. I don't know if Ertz wants to retire or.
Would be great if Ertz came back, but.
But like you said, they drafted a guy at that position in the second round.
Right.
I mean, they're expecting
some high
big
draft capital.
Yeah, they're expecting big things from him.
Right.
Now, maybe they overdrafted him and they don't really think he's going to turn into that. But,
right.
He's got to turn into your every down starting
tight
end.
Absolutely. He's got to be the guy that catches like 50 plus balls in year two to help out Jaden.
All right. You want to bat the calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go to Gary. I don't even think it's close that we need a D tackle number one. Gary, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, I was talking to the producer. Yeah, it's definitely the defensive tackles. I mean, the one constant on this defense over the last 4 or 5 years has been they've been terrible against the run. And who are the two guys who have been here every year? That's Deron Payne, and that is Jonathan Allen. And those cap numbers that you talked about, those cap numbers are ridiculous. These guys aren't playing anywhere near their cap numbers. So I would try to move on from them, see if somebody would give you a couple of draft picks, because I think that they need draft capital. I know we have all this cap space with the free agents, but that gets eaten up really, really quickly. Well, they got 28 guys or 29 guys that they got to put on this roster. So I think they have to go defensive tackle. You can't win in this league consistently when you can't stop the run. And they've been bottom of the league for many years, and Deron Payne and Allen have been there. As far as Lattimore is concerned, listen, this is the guy that you're going to get. You're going to get a guy that's going to give personal fouls. He's going to be a grumpy guy on the side, and he's not going to give you 17 games. If you look at New Orleans, the last couple of 2 or 3 years, he has not played anywhere near a full season. This is the guy that you have. I agree with whoever said, hey, let's try to get rid of this guy, okay? I think you can find a corner in the league, in the draft, or free agency to bring in somebody that I think Lattimore is on the downside of his career. You say, hey, let him get healthy in the offseason. Look at the games played in New Orleans over the last couple of years. He's that player. He's that guy that's going to give you about 10 games a year. And in between that, he's going to be on SportsCenter because he's getting in fights all the time. Okay?
Well, that's,
as far as the offense is good.
That's been his MO in the past. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Like, Adam Peters knew that when he acquired him. He knew everything that came with Marshawn Lattimore when he picked him up. And hopefully it's his health that's kind of that's making him be a grabby player.
It's hard to give up on a guy when you gave up some pretty high draft picks.
Right. Like, you want that thing to work out.
And you're just burning them. Yes.
And if it doesn't work out, that's going to be my first eyebrow raise at Adam Peters. Like, did you really need to give up draft capital?
I thought it was a good swing. It turns out
it's a decent swing.
I thought it was a miss.
But if he doesn't show measured improvement in 2025, that's going to be a swing and a miss.
Yeah. I agree. But I think it was a good swing. Like, go for it. You need to help.
Right.
Went for big money guy. Just, in my opinion, didn't work out.
He's right, though, about being on the field. If you look at his first five seasons in the league, mm-hmm. he played anywhere between 13 to 16 games. Mm-hmm. 2022, 7. 2023, 10. And then this season, 9.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good point.
Right. And hamstring injuries, that can dog a player throughout their entire career.
Maybe he's just not your shutdown corner that you can put on an island and shut down the best receivers, but maybe he's just there for depth. And right. Maybe they do go out and get
another
guy.
Well, that's an expensive depth piece.
It is. But maybe they are realizing, you know what?
Sometimes,
he's not the player we thought he was.
Doesn't matter what you pay the guy if they're not good enough.
Right.
Who cares? You're paying him $18 million. He sucks. Not that good. Same thing with some other players.
I think it's too early
to make
that call.
You can't just say, oh, well, we can't do that because we're paying them all that money. Well, it was a bad contract.
Well, maybe you can rework the contract, but it's more the draft picks that you gave up.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but I mean, that's spilled milk.
That's big. That's big.
You spilled the milk already.
So Allen's only a $6 million dead cap hit.
Unlike he may John, be dead. John makes plays, but as a whole, I'm not pointing a finger at Payne and Allen. I'm just saying, as a whole, we don't stop the run, and we haven't for years, consistently. Yeah. And it by far was the biggest issue on this team.
I know when Allen used to come on the show regularly, and you would look at some of these statistics in terms of stopping the run, and I'm not sophisticated enough to know this part of football. They'd point to like the double teams, and the guys behind them got to clean up the tackles.
I mean, look, Saquon Barkley double teamed.
Saquon Barkley, I know, but he doesn't necessarily have a ton of tackles. You know, Zach Bond behind him making plays. I totally agree there. But look, that Saquon Barkley play, he's got two guys that should be able to tackle him
on
the edge.
Yes. Well, we also had guys falling down, tripping over themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was Chin. Chin's got to be able to make a tackle.
And who was the corner right there?
Maybe it was Sanders still.
Might have been Martin.
I think it was Quan Martin.
I think it was Quan Martin. Yeah. But, I mean, you got to make a tackle there.
No, but even before that, I think Bobby Wagner fell down, and then somebody tripped over him.
I think it was Fowler was like trying to make the play, and then I think he knocked two or three guys down like bowling pins.
Yeah.
Like it was just a weird chain
reaction.
It was
just a disaster.
It was a disaster.
But the point is, they went outside because we don't have speed in our linebackers to get outside.
I know, but
other than Luvu,
if Quinn and Martin do their job, it's a 15-yard gain, not a 60-yard gain.
I agree.
But eventually... True, but eventually Barkley's going to get that 60-yard
game. Yeah, he's going to pop that thing.
That's kind of been his career.
That's what he's going to do.
Little singles, home run. That's kind of what he does. All right, let's go to Kevin in D.C. Kevin, what's up?
De'Ron Payne wanted out. Jonathan Allen wanted him out. Let's get him out. There's nowhere in the world you playing against a guy with a bad back and one leg, and you can't get no pressure. That was terrible yesterday. Forget the turnovers. That defensive line was terrible. Jonathan Allen and Payne need to go.
Right. Well, De'Ron wasn't even there yesterday.
Right.
Just so you know.
I don't think De'Ron's going anywhere based on just the salary.
Let's go to Derek, Baltimore. Derek, what's up?
Yeah, I agree with a previous caller about the defensive line, but also the backfield. If you notice yesterday, nobody made plays on the ball. There was no interceptions. If you go to the prior week, they were making plays on the ball, and that turned the entire game around. You know, yesterday, all they were doing was chasing receivers, and none of them would turn around, look at the ball, and make a play on the ball. None of them.
Well, that's they were spinning change. Them like
well,
a
they're
top.
Also, they're too. Also playing in weird zones. Like, Drab and I were watching an Honor Brewing, and Goddard just found a seam.
He was wide open.
He just found a seam in the zone where there wasn't a commander within 5 yards of him.
He was wide open.
Well, look, if you take a – kind of a bigger perspective on the playoffs and look at the defense. It's not like they pitched a shutout against Tampa. Tampa actually played well. They had a couple of, you know, botched snaps. That was a game where I think they only had the ball 7 times.
The defense was the weak part of the team all year.
The Lions put up over 500 yards against them, and you just saw a 55-point game. Now, a lot of that is from turnovers, but the defense has a long ways to go.
That's why.
But they came from like last.
Why they know we have this infatuation with another receiver over that?
I just want to help.
It's just crazy.
It's just
he scored 30 points a game.
I just want to follow the model of some of these teams where they'll get a quarterback and then they do as much as they can to help that quarterback because it's the most important thing.
Right. He did pretty well.
Yeah,
he did pretty well.
Yeah, but it could be easier for him if he has better talent.
Okay, But you know what would be easier for him? If we didn't give up a touchdown every drive.
That would help too.
That makes it a lot easier on your quarterback.
I'm always going to come on the side of offense first. You know me. You know who you're talking to.
I'm kind of right there. Well, it's not kind like of on the team takes
there. I want to outscore everybody.
But they can, so but they can address
everyone.
That. They can address that as well.
You know, sure. It's easier to outscore them when you stop giving up touchdowns.
It depends on how you prioritize
it. You know what's better than scoring 28? Scoring 32.
I mean, it's
that's
not like,
what I right. want.
Well, we needed 70 yesterday.
Okay, well,
we needed like a million. You know?
Okay, but some of those turnovers... And some of it, Suki, were from offensive players that we don't really
forget about
expect
yesterday.
To be around.
We all saw what happened yesterday. We gave him the ball, and we couldn't stop anybody. But one theme throughout the year was generally we give up too many points, and we had to score 30-plus to win. We got to get better defensively. We made do with bums.
You know,
because my general philosophy is you can scheme guys open.
I don't want to make do. I want top offensive weapons.
I
want
to make a tackle
all over the place.
You want to make? I want to make a tackle.
Okay, you go make a tackle. I'm going to try to outscore you.
All right. Well, how's that work?
Two different ways to skin a cat.
Yeah. I want to make a friggin' tackle. I have trust that Jaden will find a way to lead this team to in the end zone.
I don't want to rely on De'Ami Brown and Zacchaeus as the number two receiver. And you know what? Adam Peters doesn't either because he's going to look at De'Ami Brown and say. Here's your suitcase. Bye-bye. Free agent. Not re-signing you.
It just kind of depends.
Same with Zacchaeus.
It just depends on... They've got a ton of free agents.
Yeah. They got a lot. Yeah.
It's just how you prioritize what order you want to go out and pluck guys.
Right.
Because it's not like they're drafting 5 or 6 or 7.
That's the other...
They're drafting 29.
That's the other point is that they do have a ton of needs.
Yes,
and that's why I describe... Sorry, I'm a huge fan. But I said it at the time... It's somewhat fluky what we did. We ran historically hot on fourth down. No one's ever done what we did on fourth down this year.
Ugh, I just realized I have to start looking at mocks now.
Zach Kruger pointed this out. I didn't even know this was a thing. He sent me a message that contested touchdowns in the end zone. We had 12. You know what like the previous record was or average? 5. We ran historically hot on that. We ran so hot in some areas. Hard to duplicate. We need a lot of help. Thank God we have a Hall of Famer at quarterback, though. That's going to keep us in the mix. But outside of that, we need a lot of help.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
A lot of help. And that's why we're having this argument to begin with. Because I think my argument is valid for defensive tackle. And there is some validity, obviously, that you need better than some of these guys at two and three receiver, you know, better than a 100-year-old tight end, obviously. And the offensive line, I ain't even talking about that.
But when you couple the draft with free agency, you can address all that stuff.
No, some of it. You can't address all of it.
Of course not. I mean, it's not like the Eagles were built in a day.
Yeah.
But it's you're drafting 29th. Okay, you're going to have a late pick in every round, unless they've got some that they've traded for. But it's not like you're going to be able to pluck the best guy at a position.
The good news is, and never lose sight of it, we have a Hall of Famer at quarterback.
Well,
never lose sight of that. But
it helps to have a quarterback, no doubt.
But there's still a lot of pieces.
They've got a lot of holes, no doubt, and they're going to try and fill as many as they can.
800-636-1067. We'll continue this conversation here on The Junkies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.